And welcome back to New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition. Jeff Chittister with you. Of course, Ryan's hanging out. He's going to stay with us on this next call. And so most of you who listen to the radio show know that this next person pops in, used to pop in at least once a month. And during those once-a-month visits, we always had a great drink recipe, and that's kind of slowed down a little bit. So I've got to get get that back going again as well. Of course, I'm talking about Brian Ferguson, of course, Flag Hill. You can go ahead and find out more about Flag Hill by going to flaghill.com, flaghill.com. We're going to talk to Brian. Ryan's going to pop in every once in a while, too, and talk a little bit about this, about some of the things that are going on as small businesses start getting back in and trying to get back up to full capacity. There's some interesting things going on over at Flag Hill, so we want to talk to Brian about that. Brian, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, always a pleasure. I know you're going to be on with Jack next week as well. I do want to talk about, so, you know, this has been an interesting time. I read a report the other day that liquor sales in New Hampshire are up 10%. So I don't know why that would be. But I wanted to get to you. You're actually working with the New Hampshire Liquor Commission on a really neat process. And go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've been really fortunate. As most people know, small businesses during this took a disproportionate hit to larger businesses. And while liquor store sales are up in the state of New Hampshire for large businesses, small businesses really took a hit during that time. So the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, via their marketing department and their leadership, Chairman Mullica and Nicole Broussard Jordan, they put together a plan for the months of July and August to basically have New Hampshire products on the floor in the liquor store. So if you've ever walked into one of the liquor stores, you'll notice there's these big displays, and they really highlight kind of the more popular products that are sold in the state. So a lot of people get buying cues from, you know, what's good by what's on the floor. They basically, as you can imagine, that's a commodity. That space is, there's not a lot of it to go around. And it is oftentimes the small brands don't get the opportunity to be there. And the Liquor Commission basically said, you know, we want to try to help out here and help promote some of these products and show off some of the amazing things that we can do here in New Hampshire. Some of our local producers are doing here in New Hampshire. And they gave us some floor space for the month of July and August in the top stores. So big stores like the Highway stores, Portsmouth, Rochester, Bedford, Seabrook. That's in the Seacoast here. And then there's obviously other stores on the west side of the state and northern side of the state there that they basically gave the floor space. And then they are running a program where basically you get an opportunity to try. If you pick up three or more bottles, you get 20% off, and it can be any mix and match of any kind. It could be different brands, as long as they're New Hampshire produced. 20% off that, and then some of us are also running specials on our products. Anyways, we specifically have a sale on our bourbon and rye this month, which we almost never put on sale. Our whiskeys, our two whiskey brands. So if you're, you know, if you're a consumer who really wants to support local and you know, you pick up products like that, it's a perfect opportunity to try New Hampshire made products at probably the most affordable price you will ever get a chance to do so at. It's really exciting, and we're we're really optimistic this is going to be a major boon for New Hampshire producers in a time when it's definitely welcomed.
Yeah, so once again, guys, we're talking to Brian Ferguson, flaghill.com, flaghill.com. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on over Flag Hill. There, you know, once again, we need to support local here, folks. And Brian, as a consumer of your product, I appreciate the price difference on the rye whiskey in particular. It's proven very beneficial.
It's time to stock up.
Yeah. Hey, so the other thing is, you and I talked a couple times about the villas that you guys are putting over there. Talk a little bit of what's going on with that project, and what might be some of the things that you're working on with those as well.
Yeah, so the villas are basically they're completely built. The first phase is completely built and done. We have been waiting for one last thing to happen, which is supposed to happen on July 17th, and we expect to be open to the public basically the following week. Mm. We do have an event that does have them booked out for that following week, but for that following weekend. But yeah, we do have five available, so people could come in there. You know, they're really great. We didn't build them, obviously, with a pandemic in mind. That wasn't the thought, but they couldn't be a more perfect situation for what's going on right now, because they are outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
There's no center lobby. They're each individual unit, so you can show up. You don't have to have contact with anybody else, and stay in your own unit without any kind of shared space. So they're really great for what we have going on right now, and you know, with a lot of people probably putting larger vacations on hold and doing some more local travel inside the state, and seeing parts of the state they don't get a chance to go visit normally, and staying close to home. This is a perfect opportunity if somebody is looking to get away for a weekend, do something a little different, don't want to travel too far, don't want to spend too much money. It's a great opportunity to come. You know, you could come hang out with us, stay at Rivercrest Villas, and you're right next door to Flag Hill here. To make use of a 110-acre farm. We're right up abutting the Lamprey River. You could always bring kayaks and go kayaking down the Lamprey River. Walk the 18 station walking tour that we have on the farm. Do a tasting here. There's all kinds of opportunities. Maybe possibly pick some veggies to take home. We just started a program. We're going to start Monday, where we'll have vegetables for sale here at Flag Hill. We in March started
nice.
A lot of seeds, a lot more seeds than we normally grow here at Flag Hill. We put in an acre garden. We normally grow requirements for our catering department, but we wanted to make sure we increased what we normally produce, and we're going to have. Basically, in a kind of a makeshift farmers market in a way, here at Flag Hill, where basically you can pick up on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. You can come in and pick up fresh produce that we're growing right here on the farm.
Oh, that's kind of cool, Brian. Yeah. Of course, your store is still open as well, right?
Yeah, completely. We we're currently doing outside tastings under our tent, and the wine smoothies are always a hit, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
So that's we've seen a lot of people coming out and getting a chance to get outdoors and have a glass of wine or do a tasting, have some cheese, or we are currently doing charcuterie boards with a lot of fresh produce that's on the farm.
Nice.
Chef's doing bourbon pickles right now that are on there that have become a smash hit. I probably eat a pound and a half of them a week. So they're pretty tasty.
Smash hit. Hey, so once again, we're talking to Brian Ferguson. Once again, flaghill.com, flaghill.com. Go over there and check them out. See some of the events that are coming in, but it sounds like a lot of things are going on. Hey, Ryan, have you ever been to Flag Hill?
I have not. I'm actually very interested in coming and checking it out. While I admittedly have not drank in a number of years, I am always a fan of outdoors and farms and vegetables and everything that Brian is talking about. So I'm literally typing in the address right now. Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah. come by after the show. Come swing by. I'm here all day. I'll give you a walk around of the place and check it out.
Yeah,
sounds great.
You got to bring Brianna and make sure that you guys wear sneakers, because that 18, it's a little rainy on Saturday, but that 18-stop tour, we've done it. It's actually kind of cool. Because it talks about the grapes, it talks about the land. It's really kind of a neat thing. Hey, Brian, before we let you go, flaghill.com, guys, flaghill.com. Get everyone up to date again what the special is and why we should be doing local.
Yeah, so at the New Hampshire State Liquor Stores, all local wines and spirits are 20% off when you buy three or more in any combination. And it's, it's a great opportunity to, A, try stuff that's made right here, by a lot of local great artists that make incredible products, and it's the great thing about buying local that a lot of people don't always connect the dots on is that when you're buying from a place like Flag Hill or any other local producer, we're supporting a lot more than just the employees that we have. We buy local produce. We do a lot of commerce with New Hampshire businesses, and it really, in a lot of ways, might come back around to benefit you even if you don't see it directly. Buying local is a great practice.
Yeah, and not only when we buy local from you, you buy local from the farms around you and stuff like that. All of your products, for the most
exactly.
part, anything you can get locally, and that, once again, expands that employment base all the way through. So it really is, it's organic, and New Hampshire has done very well, but we want to remind everyone, once again, if you're going into liquor stores over the weekend or the next week or so, every time you go into a liquor store, shop local, but of course, you'll see Brian's products, Flag Hill. I can highly recommend any one of their wines, and of course, their rye, and you've got to try their gin. If you have not tried their gin, it's the best gin out there. Before we let you go, too, is that through this, you lost some events because of the uncertainty leading into really a big time of the year for you. Are you booking now? Are you booking for events for people to book with your facility?
Yeah, we are. We still have a few dates in 2021 left. We have had events that have decided to move into 2021, that were scheduled to have an event this year. And a lot of those dates are still open. We are able to do events in New Hampshire, with obviously modifications to our normal operations. But we do have a few dates left in 2020, and are still taking new events if people have something they're looking to do and,
sure.
and do it this year.
Perfect. Once again, guys, reach out flaghill.com, flaghill.com. Hey, next time I have you on, bring Cassie on with you, and I will give you the Chittister shipwreck recipe. We've perfected it using all of your
awesome.
Rums, and it actually we used it during the July 4th weekend, and it got the thumbs up from all the guests. So
that's awesome.
We'll do that.
Good to hear.
Hey, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We'll come right back on New Hampshire Today, the weekend edition.